Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of Real Films, and today we're going to be talking about the movie, the best movie ever made, a Minecraft movie. My name is Jason, and I'm here with three special guests.
What's up guys, you may know me, I'm like the least favorite guest on Real Films. I'm Eric, I'm also a writer for Geek Wave, and I'm the podcast host of Geek Out, if you maybe heard about it.
I'm Fisher. I'm new here. I'm the video editor, so I'm ready to talk about peak cinema.
I'm Kennedy. I'm the graphic designer, and I am bringing a perspective of someone who knows almost nothing about Minecraft, but did see the movie on a Thursday at 9 p.m.
Wait, have you not played Minecraft that much?
At all?
Really? A little bit, and okay. This was 7 years ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah, wait. I know.
Why haven't you been playing? You didn't play, like, at all?
No.
You didn't have, like, the three-week phase during COVID where all your friends hopped on?
No,
nope.
And I never played Survival Mode.
You never had Minecraft Pocket Edition?
Yeah, Minecraft only ever built.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
What are some, like, cool buildings you've made?
Oh, gosh. I remember the one that took me the most time was, like, I made, like, a floating island, and it took so long to make the base. It was also not fun building. It was just really, really like mundane, boring, like block, 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 so that I could get the foundation, and then I built a castle on top of that. I do remember that.
We should actually talk about the movie.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the movie. Yeah.
We talk about the game on Geek Out.
Yo, yeah, crazy plug.
I had to.
But yeah, you know, I'd probably spend some time here talking about the plot of the movie, but I'm going to be honest. Everyone should know what this movie's about.
Yeah.
It's about Jack Black, it's about Jason Momoa.
Yeah, honestly.
And they're having a spectacular time. Yeah. So let's just go over the thoughts on this movie. What did everyone think about it?
Most movie of all time. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with it. It's a great kind of, I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's a great, like, turn your brain off and just enjoy a movie. Like, if you try to analyze it, you're not going to have a good time. But you're just going like, I yearn for the mines.
As a child, I yearned for the mines.
You have a good time.
For me, I low-key thought it was a little cringe, I'm going to be honest. I know, crazy.
What?
Crazy.
What is this heresy you're spouting, Fisher?
Well, because a lot of the movie just felt like super predictable, and the side plots I didn't really care about. But like, it was really fun to just see them say like the memeable quotes like,
Chicken Jockey! I am Steve.
That's what I was mostly, like, in it for. I was, like, locked in until those moments, so.
One thing that we didn't get with the movie was we would have, like, these, like, attempts at very emotional scenes.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, the next scene is just Jack Black saying something weird and stupid. Like, or the pacing was completely gone. Like they expect the audience to, like, really care about these characters and have an emotional scene. And then there's just Jack Black, like, hey, guys, we're going to go to
the Nether.
I'm like.
The movie was the most memeable movie.
The best movie of all time.
It was
absolute cinema.
It was brilliant. Regardless of how you feel about this movie, the movie's racked in $301 million as of Saturday. They haven't included what happened on Sunday yet. But as of right now, it's on track to make $1 billion. I don't think anyone was expecting that.
Well, we're all part of the problem.
We are part of the problem.
True, true.
We went on a Thursday night. Like, it was the opening, but it was packed theater.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, but for you guys, when you guys went on Sunday?
There was like maybe like 10 people.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Including us. The movie was almost empty.
Wait, what time did you go on Sunday?
We went at 11 a.m.
That might be why.
Yeah. But I mean, it was on a Sunday.
We're in Utah, bro.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. But yeah, for me, it was weird that nobody was screaming Chicken Jockey while I was watching.
I don't think any of us screamed in our theater. I just like Sam.
Really?
We don't have their Sam cams up, but Sam's right there. Like, I just looked at my point. I'm like, that's the line from the trailer.
No one like screamed anything, but whenever they would say, or like,
Flint and Steel,
people would be clapping. Like the people in front of us, our row, people behind us, we would be clapping. It was pretty obvious that the people in the movie theater were college kids.
Yeah.
It was pretty
or like,
yeah.
Yes. Or like
it
when
was all people are in.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think we saw like anyone really in high school even.
9 p.m.
It's a 9 p.m.
Yeah.
For
me, there was two families there. So,
yeah.
I got a different experience.
Well, yeah. Like our theater went crazy and like Jack Black showed up on the screen, or like when the title of the movie showed up and like Sam, I'm gonna call it Sam a good amount here. I'm sorry, Sam. But like, I look at him, I'm like, that's the title of the movie.
We
had a fun time.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you could have enjoyed it more depending on the theater you had.
I feel like our
theater really made the experience. If you take away like the people that were in our theater like applauding and clapping or like laughing at certain moments, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed the movie as much as I did, because we went into the theater, it was 1 hour and 40 minutes. We were out of there. That was like the fastest theater experience ever. Locked in from start to finish.
It was really quick. But then I feel like there's like both extremes of like, you know, a theater experience, because like you have like Fisher's where not a lot happened. But then you have, I don't know if you guys have seen the Twitter clip, but like at the theater, the cops got called because it was a Minecraft movie showing, and they showed the chicken jockey clip. And the entire theater went freaking bananas. Like, kids are throwing popcorn everywhere, jumping up and down, screaming, running down the aisles. Like, it was crazy.
I was looking at, like,
I feel so bad.
I was looking at TikToks, like, of the workers recording, like, the seats and what the theater looked like. Popcorn everywhere, trash everywhere. In front of one of the seats, there's literally puke on the floor.
That's crazy. What?
Yeah, that's First of all, I don't understand why you would throw popcorn in the air. That box of popcorn was like $20.
Yeah.
Like right there. Oh. I don't know why you would throw it.
Dude, some people just don't understand the concept of money, I'm telling you.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Did you guys get any of the special popcorn buckets?
They were sold out.
Yeah, dude, really? They were gone. Yeah. But we did get the Minecraft meal from McDonald's before. So let's talk about that real quick. The presentation was pretty good, actually. Like, the chicken... Well, I got the chicken nugget menu.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming we all got the nuggets?
I was not there. Have you had the meal yet? You guys both go together. I know I haven't.
We went with three of our friends before,
But, I asked everyone to show up.
Wait, no, showed up?
Well, it was me, Ronnie, Brian, Matt, and Eric.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you guys all get the nuggets?
Didn't Brian get, like, the Big Mac?
He got both.
He got two meals?
He was like, I want the other toy. So he literally got up and got another one.
Priorities.
That's crazy.
Priorities.
Okay. Something's
never changed. You probably could have asked them for the other toy.
I think Matt went up and just bought one separately from them. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Because the thing is, they don't know what toy is in which box. I think there's like a little code.
There's
on
a
the bottom.
Code on it. I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, but the workers don't give a shit.
I almost committed arson in Minecraft when I got the hamburger one and not the Grimace egg. I really wanted that
That's
one.
My
Grab
Grimace
that real quick
egg.
So we can show it. Everyone.
Look at this.
I may have broke the camera with that one.
Possibly.
That's what Grimace does.
Yeah, I know. Now we're just completely out of focus.
Good job.
Thank you.
This is going to be a nightmare for future Sam. Like the presentation was cool. Like on the nuggets, I had like the little crafting table on it.
Uh-huh.
And of course,
they
like,
did?
The toys.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, on the, when you open up the lid on the top, they had the crafting
table.
It was on the back of the fries too.
Yeah.
And like the logos for McDonald's were all like pixelized right in the mic.
What was your guys' thoughts on the nether sauce?
I thought it was fine.
I liked it.
Really?
I
liked it. So it kind of tasted like a chili buffalo sauce.
Well, Brian said it was like the
sweet chili.
Kennedy has no idea what we're talking about.
Kennedy's clear. You should have gone with us, Kennedy.
Bro.
This is on you.
Listen, this is an outside
the end of this podcast.
I had to see this week,
you have to go get the Minecraft meal, and it's going to cut to you at the very
actual
Minecraft meal.
First, you don't fight Minecraft. Now you get the meal?
I don't know, I'll say this. That Grimace toy is pretty fire. Fisher, you're going to break the lens again?
No, I'm not. I just need to adjust him so he's looking at me. He's looking over my shoulder.
This is another reason why this movie was so successful. The marketing for this movie was honestly peak.
It was really good.
Like, honestly, like, they're having people go to McDonald's paying an extra $3 for a meal you can get just for that little toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that toy do anything? No. Other than that, like, most people, they went to the movie to see all the memes.
Yeah.
Come to life. There were already edits of the memes before the movie even came out.
That's good.
Did you guys get spoiled on the Minecraft movie?
Which part? We allow spoilers. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I got spoiled on the Technoblade tribute.
I knew that.
Dude,
that
was the only tearful moment.
That was really good. Rest in peace, Technoblade.
Actually, my goat right there.
That was like the best homage I could have done. It's really great that the creators did.
Guys,
we have
to.
Sorry, I'm at the corner and I don't want to.
Do you know who Technoblade is?
No, I had it explained to me. but as the outside perspective of this whole thing.
We should have a,
for
like
people
a little...
who didn't know, maybe elaborate on that. Because Caitlin told me, and I was like, oh, that's really...
I'll let our host do it if he wants.
These guys play Minecraft more than I do.
I'll let
yeah,
Fisher
so
do
it. So Technoblade is a Minecraft YouTuber who is very good at PvP and who is very funny. And he would go to extreme lengths sometimes to just troll people or just, like, outclass them in tournaments and stuff like that. He got really big off of, like, the Keemstar tournament. I think that's where I first saw him, or saw him a bit earlier. And then, unfortunately, he got cancer and then passed away. But he was still even memeing at his cancer while he had it. He was just a true hero. And even when he died, he was just like, all right, guys, I'm dropping merch.
Hey, guys, I have a terrible disease. Also, buy my plushies, bro.
I'm so sad that I can never watch another one of his videos ever again.
Yeah, but I had no idea going into it until Caitlin said something. But
But I felt like it was really sweet for the creators of the movie to go out of their way to like honor the legend themselves.
Yeah. In its very silly way. It was
Nice. They did have other cameos.
Like Dante DM.
That one I actually knew. And I was proud of myself.
Really?
Sam had to explain it. He's like, yo, Dan TDM was in the movie, right? I was like, wait, really? He's like, yeah, and that's 5 second clip.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, he was there.
There was another one of my Minecraft YouTuber goats, because I used to watch a lot of Minecraft YouTube back in the day when I was really young. There was Mumbo Jumbo. I don't know if you guys noticed him, but he was also in that same scene. I think he was the one in like the booty shorts or whatever with the long hair. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Was it in front of the storage?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was Dan TDM. And then there was a girl, I don't know her name, I'm sorry. And then there was Mumbo Jumbo. And so they were the three.
But in a way, like, this movie, like, their target audience, well, like, obviously it was meant for, like, little kids, like, young kids. But it was also to really please people who played this game when they were kids. And right now, they're pretty much our age, like, in college. So when we were seeing all these cameos and references, like, they really did try to please both audiences, and I think they succeeded in that way.
And I feel like it really stays true to the tone of the game, like how Minecraft is, where it's really just like an open sandbox. Like, yeah, you have like places like the Nether and the End, which they didn't show and stuff like that. But like, it really stuck true to the idea of you knew whatever you want. That's kind of what they did.
Yeah, and they, I think they kind of tried to tie that in with the little kid. I forgot his name already.
I forgot.
Was it Henry?
It was Henry, but then Jason Momoa's character kept calling him Hank.
I didn't know the joke for the movie.
Yeah, I just didn't know his name. But I think they try to have that ideology where, like, you can create whatever you want, you can do whatever you want through him. And I think for, like, kids, they probably understood that a little better. For us, it probably just felt, like, cheesy.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
But, no, like, going back to it, like, I feel like they knew this source material pretty well.
Yeah.
And they decided, it was pretty obvious they tried not to take themselves seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have made, like a serious animated movie similar to, like, Spider-Verse movies and stuff like that. But they knew who their target audience were, and they just decided to go all out for it. Another thing about Utah, especially at the university, one of the two writers for this movie, it's a professor here.
Yeah.
Oh,
at
really?
The U, Hubble Palmer, yeah.
Shout out to him.
Is it just the one? I thought it was...
There's two writers, but Hubble, he's the one that teaches here.
Okay.
I don't know who the other writers are. Yeah, he's like an actual professor here teaching classes.
Yeah.
From
that's
Utah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Why is no one talking about this guy?
There's going to be a bunch of incoming freshmen who are like, we need to take the class from this
they're
specific
like,
person.
Yeah. They're like, I guess I'm going to the U now.
His classes are about to fill up. Like,
that's...
You're welcome for the free promotion. No.
Hey, he's done other stuff too. He did an animated movie a couple years ago, and it was actually nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
That's
wow.
Super cool. I'll mention this real quick about the movie. I felt like the CGI and visual effects were fine for the most part, but some of the designs look kind of bad.
I'm going to disagree with you, actually. I thought
really?
The CGI in the movie was actually really good when it was just the environment.
Yeah.
The thing that made it weird was when there were actual humans in front of it.
Yeah.
Because then you can see the clash between, like, the screen, the people, and, like, the environment behind them. But I feel like if there was like no like people, like actual people on the frame. I thought it looked really nice.
No, yeah, I agree. Yeah. But like for me, the worst offender was when Jack Black put on the like Minecraft armor. Yeah, but it looked like cardboard armor my friends and I would make back in like the third grade or something, like just role playing around.
But isn't that what Minecraft armor kind of looks like if you really think about it when you're playing the game?
Yeah, you know what? It's not super
detailed.
Man.
It's not detailed at all. Yeah.
But it's just like the proportions did not really look.
I mean, that they keep calling him the round dude in the movie. Like literally when he went into the Nether, I forgot what was her name, the grandma pig.
It's like the witch or whatever, I forgot.
Or like something like that. She when she sees him, the first thing she says is, "Why are you so round?"
Yeah. I want to say Malbolgia, but that's the demon from Spawn, so.
Oh my god. That does sound familiar.
I hated how the villagers had really human ears. Mm. That really grossed me.
Also, the human skin tone.
I know, like, yes, but the ears especially was like every time there was a villager to the side, it was like, ew.
Speaking of the villagers, what was your thoughts on Jennifer Coolidge and her...
the side plot.
Side plot. With the villager.
I low-key thought the villagers were kind of hot.
Oh, really?
Is that a weird take?
No.
No. Oh, okay. There are no weird takes on this podcast.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, you're a freak for that.
No, I thought it was a safe zone.
Outsider perspective, guys. Can we need to be butting heads a little bit.
In an interview, Jennifer Coolidge straight up says, "I've done a lot of sex scenes in the past, but the scenes I had with, I think the villager's name was actually called Nitwit. So she was like, the scenes I had with Nitwit, I'm not gonna lie, I felt super attracted to him. It was a major turn on." I quote, she said that during an interview.
I love her.
Jennifer Coolidge.
That's great.
She definitely has her own personality, and she definitely brought that in to this movie. Like, she wasn't in that many scenes, but the scenes she had with the villager, they were funny. I'm not gonna lie.
They were good.
That joke when they were having dinner and the waitress comes along and she's like, "Are you finished?" And she's like, "No, I think
it's really good." No, that was so dumb.
That caught me off guard. Yeah. It was
the humor, like, hit pretty well during this movie.
The humor was so stupid, but that's why it works.
Yeah.
I loved when the villager got hit by a car.
Yes.
That's his favorite scene.
Yeah, no, that was a great scene.
Your head is huge.
I'll never forget over it.
Do you
want
to go to dinner?
Oh, yeah. And then they're like in the dinner and then everyone's like looking at him weirdly. And then he's just like super close. Or the way he speaks English at the end.
Oh, dude, that was so cursed.
Who was the voice for that? It sounded so familiar.
You look up, please. Who voice of the villager
at the end of the movie?
Yeah. They didn't reference it.
Matt Berry.
Matt Berry.
He's in, What We Do in the Shadows.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah,
show me a picture.
And then she was speaking villager back to
And then I love Clemente was just the other teacher.
Yeah.
That caught me off guard, too.
Yeah.
I was like... This movie, like, people are going to be talking about this movie for a while.
Yeah.
Was it, like, an amazing movie? Like, let's say you put, like, your film critic hat on and you analyze it. That's not what this movie is though.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is, you're supposed to go in with no expectations, just have a full time, like, a fun time. And I left the theater having a fun time.
It's kind of like the game itself, like Minecraft. There's no amazing grand story behind it. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun game that you just play for fun. And I feel like they did a great job of keeping to that.
I think it's just shifted, like, when you go out to the movies now, I think less and less people are going out to see serious movies.
Yeah.
I think now theaters have kind of become, like, that's where kids go to hang out. And that's where you see it together. Yeah. And typically those are your more, like, silly movies. And so I think that's kind of what's happening. Like, you go home and you stream those really serious movies that you want to be really quiet for, but you go out to see, like, the stupid movies, and that's why they're also making so much money.
Right now, how much did it make? $300 million as of Saturday. So, because of that, I already know Warner Brothers is probably planning this.
Yep.
A sequel is going to happen.
Yeah.
What do you guys think should be in the sequel?
The End of Dragon. We're on the same wavelength.
I know, 100%.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how do they get the Elytras?
I have no idea, man.
Like, are they just going to skip over the End Cities?
Yeah.
Have they
Warden, the Netherite armor.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I did love the end credits scene where they tease Alex, and Jason knows. I made like 7 dumb jokes after that. Like, oh, Steve will return in Avengers Doomsday. But they're going to make an Xbox game cinematic universe. They'll bring in the car from Forza next movie and Marcus Fenix from Gears of War.
Like, I wanted Alex to turn around so bad because I was thinking, like, did they cast her already? But
I thought they already told who the actress was. I could be wrong.
Sam's on it. He's on point today.
Apparently, they had a double that was in the movie, but the voice was actually Kate McKinnon.
That's what she was?
That's crazy.
Me and Caitlin looked up the cast afterwards, and I was like, where was Kate McKinnon in that movie? Why did they need Kate McKinnon's voice?
Oh, Jeb was also in the movie. He was the waiter. I forgot to mention that. You see him for like 1 second, I think. You know in the scene where the villager and the girl are talking?
Jennifer Coolidge.
That, I think he's in the background of it. I forgot to say that.
He wasn't like... Yeah, because the waiter who came up to them was a girl, right?
No, he was in the background of it.
Oh, it was the background?
Yeah.
Weird they didn't just make him the waiter. But
yeah, it was like one line.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't make Matt Pat the waiter. Mm.
Again.
He's just moving forward, he's in every single video game movie.
He's like the Stan Lee of video game movies.
That would be great, actually.
It was special. It's going to make a bajillion dollars, guys.
They're going to make a trilogy after it. You know.
I mean, they're going to. I mean, I don't see why not. And this movie was, everyone like, leading up to like the marketing and the trailers and all that, people were like, this movie's going to fail. But I feel like because of that, and when all the memes came out, they're like, I have to go watch this as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, joke's on them. They're going to make another movie.
It's like the reverse Morbius.
Yeah, because Morbius got all the memes.
Yeah,
and then,
like,
yeah.
Don't underestimate the power of a good meme. Because children will go to the theaters in droves. And also people our age, so I can't even, you know.
Yeah, because there's not that many.
I'm part of the problem.
There's not that many kids' movies out right now, like, regardless. So, like, obviously parents are going to take them to this movie because it's kid-friendly.
Yeah.
And we're going to go because...
Nostalgia.
That's not what I was going to say, but yeah, that one works too.
And they'll do that over and over.
And over again.
And then they'll do it to the children.
No, but like, yeah, I hated when the movie took place in the real world.
Really?
When they were completely like in like the world of Minecraft, I thought that's where it worked the most. Apart from Jennifer Coolidge and the village.
Yeah.
That
one. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the school part was a little cringe. I could see that. Like when he's in class.
Yeah.
And he's like getting bullied or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just. That part.
It felt
a little forced.
Yeah.
It made me laugh though. Because it's just a sketch of a completely like hypothetical like jetpack. And that'll never work.
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah,
what are you
talking
about?
And then it was just a montage to him
getting a jetpack. And then the domestic terrorism, which I was not expecting.
Oh yeah. Blowing up the chip guy.
Yeah, it felt like those scenes were kind of, like, obligatory or, like, required. Like, they're just like, all right, we got to throw it in. Or it felt like there's some more scenes that they're going to add, but, like, this should be as good. Let's remove them. Stuff like that. But, yeah, no. But, yeah, overall, really enjoyed the movie. And all I can say is I yearn for the mines.
What even is the next movie you guys are going to go see?
Thunderbolts, probably.
No, there's movies before that.
You want to go see the Revenge of the Sith re-release? Sam, you want to come with? All right, you guys want to come with
Revenge of the Sith? I don't know. I'm not a big Star Wars guy. Like, I've watched all of them, but I don't know. It's okay.
You should come with them.
I kind of agree.
You think so?
But what about Rogue One?
Rogue One was good.
Rogue One, I love.
Like him to Disney like, Star Wars, that was the best.
Yeah.
Well, we might be getting a separate side tangent, so we might. I got a lot of stuff to say about Rogue One.
Our editor's got a lot to work with. Right now. I'm so sorry, Sam, because he's the one that's editing this week.
Shout out, future Sam.
I know.
I'll pass it off to Fisher.
What the?
You gotta earn your keep, bro.
I know. I gotta edit my own voice. I'm so excited.
You'll love that.
Yeah.
All the things you will see in this podcast will be because of Sam. Well, this was Real Films featuring Minecraft, and this might be our last Real Films episode of the year, and probably mine. So I need to find a replacement.
Whoa, chill.
We'll be hosting auditions, I promise. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, and go Utes!
I didn't even know we did
Chicken
this.
You'll pick it up.
I'll pick it up. Yeah.